This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
So we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, you guys are going to be happy to hear that the dog that was stolen by an Amazon delivery driver was returned to its owner. Are you kidding me? Somebody stole the puppy? Businessman Richard Gutfield, according to CNBC, 51 years old, said his black miniature schnauzer, Wilma, he called his dog Wilma. I love pet names. I think some of you guys' pet names are so funny. Has gone missing after a driver dropped off a package of dog food. The puppy was stolen by a driver delivering Amazon parcels. Now, this happened in England. England. But still, that I wouldn't be surprised if this kind of stuff happens, you know, here. And people think, well, the door must have been opened, so maybe the dog ran out. And they put, no, what if the driver stole your dog? And I have a little Bichon Frise, little every color, oozy, they look oozy. Anyway, she is a pain in the tushy, and she is like the worst guard dog. Because she'll go right up, and she'll want to get a little tushy scratch and a little tummy rub. Okay, and so, yeah, I mean, anybody can pick her up. She's lighter than the package you're dropping off. Gutfield said it was only after he emailed Amazon CEO and founder Jeff Bezos in a plea to have his dog returned that the company responded. I'm sorry it took that. I mean, what did the police get involved? Said, my puppy went missing after an Amazon delivery and after an email to Jeff Bezos. We had someone who was amazing who tracked the driver, found our dog, and brought her home. Did you ever think that maybe the dog ran away because you named her Wilma? Amazon said that the driver in question will no longer deliver its packages. Drivers that deliver parcels for Amazon do not technically work for the company. Ah, but through a number of independent couriers. Well, that better change. Can't be stealing dogs. They say this is inexcusable and does not reflect the high standards we have for our delivery partners. According to a spokesperson for the company, we take these matters seriously, and this individual is no longer delivering Amazon packages for the independent delivery service provider. Okay, Amazon, if you take those matters seriously, then why did the owner have to email Bezos? Is that how you pronounce it, Bezos? Yeah. I mean, and by the way, I've emailed CEOs of companies. They actually read these emails. I've never emailed Jeff Bezos. I think I will now, just because, wow, he reads his email. I'm like, hey, dude, what's up? Yeah, I probably wouldn't get a response back. I got a lot to say to Amazon. I mean, a lot of good stuff. I mean, I buy from Amazon all the time. So, obviously, they now are taking it seriously. They didn't before. But, I mean, if you have proof that somebody stole your dog. Now, people will be like, all right, you know, Amazon does not want to get involved with pets. Actually, they do. Amazon is now jumping into the dog food business. Apparently, they have a new line of dog food called Wag. It's a line of kibble available exclusively to Prime members. It's called Wag. Comes in two sizes. 5 pounds for $12.99, 30 pounds for $44.99. There's also a 50-pound choice of the puppies. $26.99. The flavors include chicken, beef and lentil, and salmon. Beef and lentil. How many dogs like lentil? Not really sure about that choice. And salmon. Cats like salmon. Dog, just give them chicken or beef. Salmon. Amazon will begin with the dry dog food and later add more products. Wag their brand, adds to Amazon's rapidly expanding private label line, which includes Amazon Basics household products, Wickedly Prime food, Stone and Beam furniture, and Presto cleaning products. See, when you're a big, huge company, this is how you get to make more money. You start coming up with your own brand. You know how nice it'd be for me to have, like, you know, a brand of feminine products, you know, a Dahlia tampon? I mean, you become a big company. You could just make whatever. And then you could turn around and sell your products. I don't think there's stark laws against that. If you are the store and you have your own line, doesn't Walmart have their Walmart brand sleeping aids and Walmart brand stool softeners? Yeah, I think it's called Equate. I have to double check how that relationship is and how that works out. But yeah, so Amazon's purchase of Whole Foods, you know, allowed prices in their supermarkets to go down. They're going to intensify price competition among pet food retailers, which is good because my pets are costing me an arm and a leg. They eat so much. Now, true, I have 7 pets in the house, plus 2 teenage boys, plus my husband. What we spend on food is ridiculous. It is so bad. And they're still upset. Shaky Boo. I come home. Shaky Boo is having a fit. Shaky Boo's the cat. I'm like, hi, Shaky Boo. What's the matter? And he wants to fish. Okay? And I know this because I can understand them. Okay? All right? I'm a little weird. I can understand. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to feed you tuna fish. No. I got things to do. I got to work out. You eat too much. Your tushy's getting too big. Well, he would not have it. And he would bug and bug. And then he gets on the treadmill so I can't exercise. So I'm like, fine. So I have to give him tuna fish. You know, it's like, what, $1.50 a can of tuna? For him to eat, that just satisfies one pet for 2 hours. 2 hours later, he comes to me hungry again. This is ridiculous. I just need everybody on a diet. I don't know what I need to do. So, pet food is apparently it's a huge market. Americans spend $32 billion on pet food from what we're being told by CNBC. Or CNN, Money CNN, I'm sorry. They say pet owners are increasingly viewing their pets as part of the family. Yeah, we do. In fact, the reason why is we like our pets more than the other family members. I tell my sons to do something, I get an attitude. That attitude is still worse than any attitude my cats give me. Or the dogs. The dogs who poo-poo house, they still smell better than the kids. So, I mean, it's pets are a hell of a lot easier than the family members. They really are. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Däniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. So as we are being told right now, lava is fountaining in a Puna subdivision. Evacuations have been ordered. And there's been a lot of concern of extremely high sulfur dioxide gas. We're going to be talking about that in a second. So some 1,500 people had to be immediately evacuated, tens of thousands more on standby, as a small residential area on the Big Island of Hawaii is trying to avoid Mount Kilauea's wrath as it's spewing fountains of lava 150 feet into the air. This deadly gas is pretty scary. Hawaii County Civil Defense has urged 10,000 residents of Leilani Estate to now evacuate, and Hawaii Governor David Ige has activated the National Guard in the state to deal with the crisis. I trust that Hawaii is on top of this because apparently this mountain has been spewing lava since the 80s. It's just, I believe there were over 200 small mini earthquakes around the area, and so the eruption of this one seems larger than previous ones, and they've been expecting this, and they've been prepared. I'm just surprised that, you know, subdivisions are nearby to that degree, but then again, the Hawaiian Islands are still small, so there's only so many places you can put your home, and I believe a lot of people understand the risk. It's scary nonetheless. Many people gave Hawaii a real hard time because of the ballistic missile alert that had gone out around Christmas time. And people had to evacuate, throw their kids in the sewer, only to be told 38 minutes later, my bad. And this my bad message, not that that's what it was, my bad, couldn't come out quick enough because Governor Ige did not have his Twitter password, we were told. I personally think that that's not the exact case, but that's what we're told. Governor Ige did not have his Twitter password, so the rest of the state had to wait about 38 minutes to find out that the alarm was a false alarm. Nobody else had a Twitter account. Nobody else had Twitter access. Governor Ige did not have another Facebook account. Did not have a Snapchat or an Instagram. Only a Twitter account, of which he didn't have the password for. That's what we're told. Makes no sense to me. But I still entrust that they know how to handle this. So according to USA Today, health officials have ordered the evacuation of hundreds in the path of this erupting Kilauea volcano. Elderly and young people, those with respiratory problems, should leave nearby areas because of these high levels of sulfur dioxide gas. Pretty, pretty scary stuff. Now, let's break down what some of these risks are. One thing that a lot of people don't realize is the visibility of the roads. The ash could not only affect your health, but it could affect the visibility of roads. Now, one of you asked if I ever figured out, first hour, I didn't know the difference between lava and magma. Okay? I thought magma was where you had rock with the lava, but it's not after the eruption, it's before the eruption. So magma, as we know, is molten rock that is stored in the Earth's crust. Lava is magma. I know, like Austin Powers is magma. Lava is magma that reaches the surface of our planet through a volcano vent. So it's not called lava when it's in the Earth's crust. That's the magma. Lava is when it reaches the surface and exudes. Am I right about that? Does that make sense? You got the molten rock, and then the lava is the molten rock that breaks through with steam and all sorts of other stuff. And then you have ash, which is ash. Okay, are we good with that? Does that make sense? Are we all good with that? Okay. So, the first thing we think about is the visibility. Okay? I mean, you know, yeah, ash can burn. You know, fire can burn, and the lava, obviously, you don't want to be standing there when the lava comes. But, by the way, but what they believe killed all those people in Pompeii were the pyroclastic explosion, the heat of the volcano erupting, killed everybody in Pompeii. It wasn't that the lava came down and burned everybody, because when you, by the way, the city of Pompeii near Rome, a few hours south of Rome, about half hour from Naples, when you could see bodies, and the bodies appeared to be in forms of prayer, lying down. They didn't have the asphyxiated look. They didn't have the look of, oh, I was burned. They looked like they were killed instantly, probably from an explosion of the heat. When you go on a tour of Pompeii, that's what they tell you. There's even a dog that looked like he was trying to break out of his leash. The dog didn't look calm. The dog looked like he was trying, and the dog died in that cast, you know, after the ash fell, you know, with the heat or whatever, and molded it. You see the dog trying to bite off his collar the instant he died. So these bodies appear to have died instantaneously. So what kills you instantaneously? You could suffer a burn for a few seconds. You could asphyxiate, lose air, and, you know, for a minute or two, be maybe writhing or whatever. But no, 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 that's not how they looked. They looked like they were in the middle of an action. One looked like he was in prayer. You know, the dog looked like he was trying to get out. And then, boom, they're dead. So that could have been the heat automatically killing them. And then they fall over. And because of the ash and everything, they molded like that. I mean, you wonder, why didn't the dog then relax? Why was the dog still in that position? But that's their theory. So, obviously, heat issue, right? But the volcanic ash has these little fine particles. And they say volcanic ash is usually hot, very close to the volcano, but then it cools. And it becomes airborne. It blocks out sunlight, reduces visibility, can sometimes cause complete darkness during daylight. Remember we talked about the 10 plagues in Exodus? The darkness? They believe that maybe a volcano had erupted, which could have changed a lot of the environmental events that happen, such that you had locusts flying and changes in the water, fish dying, etc., because the water changes. And so they believe maybe it was a volcano that might have, you know, caused them the darkness. There was one of the 10 plagues was complete darkness. So these large ash deposits can incorporate into existing soils, become the future topsoil of the volcanic region. They could also interrupt with crops. They can pollute water supplies. The acidic ash can also damage vegetation, etc. So immediately we're worried about what's happening over the next few hours, etc. Well, the visibility. Remember with the volcanoes in Iceland. The planes couldn't fly near the area. So it's already going to affect travel. Two, it's going to affect the driving. If you have low visibility during dusk, dawn, nighttime, maybe there's some fog, you add the ash to the mix. We don't want any pedestrians walking around. We want to also urge drivers to avoid driving. The respiratory effects. If you have asthma, emphysema, allergies, chronic bronchitis, this is going to make it worse. For those of you that don't, you're going to start feeling nasal irritation, discharge, throat irritation, sore throat. Maybe you'll get more coughing. Maybe you'll get more sputum production, shortness of breath. Breathing becomes more labored. There's also, you could have serious lung diseases because of scarring. There's crystalline silica that could cause silicosis. You got little glass, volcanic glass. There's a whole variety of things. So if you have any lung disease and you require oxygen, you want to get extra oxygen during this time. Then eye symptoms. You get foreign particles in the eye. This ash is floating around your eye. Can cause corneal scarring. Eyes become painful, itchy, bloodshot. You could get discharge, tearing. So conjunctivitis can happen. Not very fun. You have some photosensitivity. Not to mention the ash irritates the skin. So those of you with eczema and skin conditions, unfortunately, you could be dealing with irritation, redding of the skin, skin infections, etc. And then other effects of the ash fall, as being reported by Civil Defense, government.New Zealand, you could have power line issues. If the water supply gets contaminated, okay, that can unfortunately hurt. Plus, we need more water during cleanup. So now we could have water shortages. They say you could have roof collapses. There's a whole variety of things that could happen. So very, very concerning. Please keep in mind that little dogs, cats, pets, kids are at higher risk. 1-877-DUCK-ELLIE.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
Maybe, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DrDolly. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right. So very interesting. You heard that earlier in the week, another Southwest airline plane had to make an emergency landing because one of the windows was broken. And just a few weeks before, somebody had been pulled out of a window, not completely, and died on a Southwest airline plane. Again, because the window broke. Now, the window broke because of a faulty engine. The engine had spewed out shrapnel that broke the window. But we are being told today that two separate FAA whistleblower reports were written about Southwest back in 2017. One was from LAX, where four mechanics complained about the safety culture. Apparently, they said that they were penalized for reporting safety problems by harsh bosses. Well, there's also mechanics at airlines at airports in Dallas. Excuse me, they also filed complaints with the FAA. They claim that the airline is so focused on turning flights around quickly that they overlook safety concerns and put pressure on mechanics not to report them and cause problems. Whoa. The mechanics say they felt pressure to ignore problems or fear losing their jobs. Oh, hell no. DailyMail.com obtained copies of the reports today. And, unfortunately, there's a typo there. They say in neither case was there any evidence that Southwest had violated FAA standards or procedures. But they point to an alarming culture, which is also the root of ongoing union negotiations. In the LAX complaint, 14 mechanics who were interviewed cited concerns. The complaint was filed by four of them, including one who worked for them for 3 years, until he was fired in January. He claims he was made an example of because he had been finding too many things wrong with the aircraft. Southwest bosses said he was fired for improperly securing an oxygen bottle. As part of the investigation, the FAA spoke to 16 mechanics based at the airline's LAX hub. They said all of the mechanics interviewed except for two felt pressured and under scrutiny as to whether they were doing their jobs correctly or if they were finding too many things wrong with the aircraft, finding discrepancies outside of the scope of the routine inspection, etc. They say the mechanics' complaints include that the culture would change from a teamwork approach to scrutiny and threatening, that the mechanics were told not to make management look bad. Now, the supervisors disagreed and said the mechanics just need to get the work done. No violation, however, was found. But the FAA inspector observed a worrying culture. Now, it's tough. Okay, I mean, you know, you get somebody who was fired, okay? Unfortunately, that could skew some of the interview content. They could be like, they did this, and they, you know, and so you, yeah, it's tricky. You know, there was one doctor in town where a nurse and another nurse claimed that he told them to use bloody instruments. And so the board freaked out, et cetera, and there was no proof. And if these were former employees that were mad because they got fired or didn't get a raise, you know, I think what they found out is there wasn't any proof to that allegation. So, we do know that Southwest has a pretty good record about being on time. Their Reno flights coming back from Reno leave a lot to be desired. But whenever I've used them, you know, for other cities, they do pretty good. But we've seen this where companies are in such a hurry to increase productivity in numbers that things unfortunately get done half-assed. With that, quote, hepatitis C outbreak that happened in Las Vegas years ago, one of the excuses that had, or the, shall we say, theories had come up, or accusations that had come up, was that the doctor would be yelling at the staff to have them hurry up because they needed to get through their busy schedule. And so the scope didn't get to be washed or soaked long enough. And so scopes and things being reused without proper cleaning in between pose safety risks. Even though we don't believe that is what caused the hepatitis C, we believed it was contaminated blood getting into the propofol that was given for anesthesia. Still, when you have half-assed, speedy, hurry up, when somebody is told to hurry up, they don't do well. And I've always wondered that. You know, the plane lands, and you're like, okay, wait a second, we're supposed to leave in 30 minutes. Did the plane get here? Then the plane gets here. It's like, oh, good, the plane got here. Woo-hoo. So the plane gets there. People get off the plane. There's a few minutes for cleanup. Then they go, all righty, we are now ready to board our first class members. Well, okay, that's not me, so I know I have another 10, 15 minutes, right, because I'm never first class. Hey, I'm usually coach with Southwest, usually the C group, so I'm screwed. So then we finally get to board. And I'm like, is 30 minutes enough time for them to do their inspection? It could be. You know, when I did some flight school training, the inspection took me a long time because I was a newbie for a plane, for a small plane. But I could see how if you got tons of people and you do your, you know, your 5-point inspection or 2,000-point inspection or whatever the hell they do, I could see how a bunch of people could get it done within 30 minutes if they're doing it the second the plane lands. But I have always been kind of thrown by that because my husband has a plane. He has a Piper or a Cessna. And I've always been kind of shocked by how you can inspect a plane on the ground to know that it's going to be fine when it's, you know, thousands of feet up in the air. That's always kind of confused me. The plane is sitting there idle. Well, I mean, how do you know that it's not going to crash? There was a plane crash that happened, I believe, by the Grand Canyon. Six people from Arizona had died. And I asked my husband about it, and I'm like, this is scaring me. He's like, well, they probably had the plane weighted wrong. Most planes are four-seaters. You could have six people in them, but then what about all their luggage? And if they had heavy luggage, and the luggage was, they had too many people near the front, obviously, and they didn't weight the plane right, the plane probably couldn't ascend and crashed. And so, you know, you could inspect the plane could look great, you could, you know, but things can happen in air. So, we just found that fascinating. They say, the union bosses say it's proof of mounting problems for the company. They say safety issues are going to continue to be there. They're not going to magically disappear. And apparently the Aircraft Mechanics Fraternal Association represents 2,400 Southwest workers. So, while they try to figure out what happened in these last two cases, just be prepared that there may be some delays on your Southwest flight. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Sad case where we got to talk about it. A little 8-year-old boy dies after his team's first soccer practice. A West Virginia family is mourning the loss of their 8-year-old kid. He had collapsed suddenly after playing soccer with friends. Caleb Ray had just finished his team's practice. Then he told his dad he wasn't feeling well. He told me, Daddy, I can't see. He fell. He started convulsing. They called an ambulance. Everybody came running. They performed CPR on him. And they couldn't revive the boy. Apparently, they did not have access to a defibrillator. No unfortunate AED or anything nearby. And so one of the concerns is maybe he had hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. She said her son did have a heart murmur as an infant and a mild case of asthma, but no other heart issues. So now they're having the children examined before they're allowed to play sports. Now, these rare cases, unfortunately, hit us, I think, way too often, because one child to me is too much, is too often. But unfortunately, some of us have a heart condition where we cannot handle heavy sports. You hear about people dying during marathons, and they're like, but I don't understand. He was fit. He exercised his whole life. Well, at some point, the electricity could go off, or that heart muscle could weaken, or there's something, that's inherent with that heart muscle such that excessive activity causes it to start to fibrillate, and then, unfortunately, the electrical current can't conduct through the heart right. But a variety of different things can unfortunately happen. And I strongly urge anybody getting a sports physical or about to work out or go on an exercise regimen, see a cardiologist. Or at least get an EKG and an ultrasound of the heart. 1-877-DOCDALI.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Pests, wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so there's a few stories. You're going to be hearing there's this woman who had a 132-pound ovarian cyst removed. She had been gaining 10 pounds per week for 2 months. Nobody knew what was going on. And apparently a 38-year-old woman is now recovering after surgeons in Connecticut removed a 132-pound ovarian cyst that was sitting on her digestive tract. The patient has not been named, is expected to make a full recovery, thank the Lord, and has since returned to a healthy weight. According to Dr. Vang on Dickion from Danbury Hospital said I might expect to see a 25-pound ovarian tumor, but a 132-pound tumor is very rare. How did they all pick that up? That's like a person picking up a person. That's crazy. He said, when I met the patient, she was extremely malnourished because the tumor was sitting on her digestive tract. She was using a wheelchair because of the tumor's weight. Ovarian cysts are usually small. They're usually fluid-filled. You can have solid ovarian cysts eventually, or like dermoid cysts, but we usually kind of call them tumors. Some are benign, some aren't. This does sound to be benign, but it didn't act benign because it unfortunately kept growing and it kept pushing on other things. Ovarian cysts usually small, but you can get some bloating, pain, swelling in the lower abdomen, especially if it ruptures. Many people, if the cyst continues to grow, will have to have it surgically removed. She was gaining 10 pounds per week for 2 months. The surgery lasted about 5 hours, required 24 medical personnel. Luckily, they were able to save her other ovary and reconstruct her abdomen. Wow. That sounds painful. They must get a bunch of people in the room. I don't know how, but to lift that up and out. And no, I don't think they drop it on the floor. They may have a sterile sheet where they could pick it up and then plop it on, because no surgical tray would be able to hold a 132-pound tumor. Interesting. More than 30,000 pounds of ground beef were recalled after a customer found blue plastic pieces in the meat. JBS USA, Inc., a food processing company based out of Lenoir, North Carolina, announced it is recalling 35,464 pounds of its ground beef because it could possibly contain extraneous materials, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture Food Safety. Have you guys noticed that food is more expensive lately? Between the egg recall, the salad, E. coli issue, romaine lettuce, and now meat, expect groceries to be a little higher. The recalled meat was produced on March 22nd. Blue hard plastic pieces were in the package. So, the meat was packaged under several labels. Kroger, JBS, Laura's Lean Beef. So, go to either of their websites to find out which establishment number. I think it's 34176 or whatever. They were sent to distribution centers in Virginia, Indiana, and then sold in other stores. No adverse reactions yet, but I would just suggest to everybody, look at your meat. Look at what you eat before you eat it. Now, speaking of meat, an Arkansas woman developed a deadly meat allergy after a tick bite. We've heard of these. There are certain tick bites that'll turn you into being allergic to meat. Something I never want because I love meat. Now, she has a 2-acre property that's surrounded by woods. So she gets tick bites every now and then. She's constantly gardening, feeding her chickens, tending to her fruit trees and berry vines. She says, I get bitten by ticks every year in my backyard. All of us who grew up in this area are used to ticks. You take it off, you toss it, you go, it's a tick, no big deal. However, this last tick bite nearly took her life. She was suffering major allergic reactions, hives, rashes, swelling, vomiting, diarrhea, and then she finally goes into anaphylactic shock. She said, I could have died. I shouldn't have survived. That was a big eye-opener for me. So she visited a general practitioner who ran food allergy screenings on her and found out that she was allergic to beef. She's like, but I've been eating beef my whole life. So she was referred to a specialist, Dr. Tina Merritt, an allergist immunologist in the area, diagnosed her with alpha-gal syndrome. Alpha-gal syndrome is known as red meat allergy, and it's caused by tick bites. So, thank God that she was able to find it. Meat is a large part of her diet, so now she's going to cut back on meat. But we were talking about earlier this week how the CDC has reported a huge uptick in mosquito and tick and flea-related infections, vector infections. Vector infections where you get infected because something else brought the infection to you. We talked about how ticks and mosquitoes will infect you because when they want to feed, they have to inject their feeding tube into you. They have to pierce the skin. inject their feeding tube into you, secrete some saliva to anesthetize so you don't chew it off. That's why when you come home, you see all the ticks or the mosquito bites on you, and you're like, wait a second, how come I didn't feel them bite me when this happened? How come now I'm feeling it? Because in their saliva, there's a little anesthetic compound. However, this anesthetic compound they're giving you also allows them to transmit illness that they could have picked up from another host. So this suck-blow action where they suck up your blood and your infection, if you have one, turn around, go to somebody else, blow it back in with the saliva, that's how they infect. So I wrote an article on this in my on my website at drdahlia.com. So we need to be, you know, very wary of ticks and all sorts of bad stuff out there. Let's talk about some good news. They're talking about black currant supplements, where black currant can burn as much fat as 4 weeks of exercise. They say taken twice a day for a week, the supplement raises fat burning by up to 55%. Now, this to me is a godsend, known as Curanzi. It's a supplement made from New Zealand, and I guess a pack of 30 costs 20-some bucks. Apparently, these berries have nutrients, polyphenols. They encourage fat burning during exercise by increasing blood flow. So you can't just take it and sit on the couch. You have to actually exercise. And it's a black currant extract supplement. Taken twice a day for just 1 week. Say the vitamin increases fat burning by an average of 27%. One study, the participant received a rise of 55%. I don't know if I'm ready to buy it. I get very, very wary when I see a brand. It's Curanzi. And they're the ones that did the study. But honestly, I would love to buy a supplement where you lose weight. I could be at work, I could be doing my radio show, I could be whatever, while losing weight. Now, Tel Aviv University author Dr. Daniela Jabulowicz says, the hour of the day, when you eat, how frequently you eat, is more important than what you eat and how many calories you eat, because our body metabolism changes throughout the day. She says, a slice of bread consumed at breakfast leads to a lower glucose response that is less fattening than if you eat that slice of bread, that identical one, in the evening, which is true. We've talked about how breakfast should be the biggest meal of the day. I don't want anybody having an overly big meal, but people who skip breakfast, unfortunately, they seem to be more inclined to getting diabetes, more inclined to be obese, because they like to save their calorie load for lunch or dinner. Your biggest calories or your largest meal should probably be breakfast. That's when the body, I think, metabolizes better. So, I'll let you know more about this black currant. It sounds really exciting, but I just want to, you know, avoid being caught up in a commercial. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, a woman had a cockroach in her ear for 9 days, and it lived with her very happily there. Florida woman is sharing how she came to learn that a cockroach crawled into her ear while she's sleeping, and they do. She purchased a new home with her husband. They were diligent about hiring an exterminator to keep the cockroaches at bay, but one cockroach found a nice place, and they loved the ears. So they were able to get it out. She had to go to the hospital. They had to do a numbing agent that would also kill the bug. They killed the bug. It's out. So check your ears, people. 1-877-DOCDALI.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.